Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, all the way in Orlando, but I'm here.
Yeah, but you're there. I'm not in Orlando. I'm apparently in the middle of a movie theater, but
I love it.
So next we've got Pete. Pete, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing all right. I'm back in my usual spot. Last week I was downstairs. Now I'm back upstairs.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeehaw.
Moving around.
And Steve, you haven't moved.
I have not moved.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, actually, I haven't moved either. If you guys could look at it that way, it's all the same stuff that's always there. But except for last week, I was in a hotel room, which is always fun, I guess. So anyway, guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We have some fun shows coming up and we're going to be looking at some stuff you guys may not have seen before. So definitely want to take a look at that. But for this week, we are looking at Star Wars Visions Season 3. So Star Wars Visions are independent shorts that have been done by various animation studios. They do not, for 98% of them anyway, do not require anything, any knowledge other than this is the Empire, this was the Republic, this is the light side, this is the dark side, this is the Jedi, these are the Sith. So if you have seen any Star Wars other than 7, 8, and 9, you're good. So season one was all anime style. Season two was very, very varied, I guess I should say. There were lots of different styles in season two. For season three, they have gone back to Japanese studios doing it in an anime style. Okay.
And actually three of these are direct sequels of ones from season one.
Yes.
Though by my recollection, you do not really need to have seen the first one.
No, because it's been long enough since I've seen the first one.
Yeah.
That I didn't remember that.
I didn't remember it until I was looking things up and they're like, oh yeah, this is a sequel too. And I was like, oh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, sure, whatever. So there were 9 episodes for this season, all of them about 15 to 25 minutes long. So which episode worked best for you? And as, okay, I'm going to give you the first shot at this just because I know Star Wars is very much not your thing. Which of these worked the best for you?
So I don't remember. I remember watching season one. I don't remember watching season two. I really liked, I think it was it the third episode? The Ninth Jedi, Child of Hope? I was in a lot of these, they didn't hold my attention, for a super long time. And I actually like it some anime, but this episode I just found so endearing. And it was partly because of the droid. Is it Teto? And basically this little girl's flying through space and she gets attacked. And then this little droid like pulls her onto this abandoned ship and he is trying to get her to help him save help his master. And the master has long since been passed away, right, Derek? Like,
yeah. He didn't know about it because he couldn't get to him. Right. But he was in a back to tank, but the life support has run out many moons ago.
Right. We all know that we are no secret to the fact that I love a good side character. That I feel
you
like
a side character
can, yeah, like I love a good droid. I love a good side character. And so he was so endearing and so sweet, to how he treated the little girl and how she was battling a lot of self-doubt. And she ended up, using the force to move the staircase so that he could get up to his master. And it was just really, really endearing. It gave me, if you know anything about anime, it was very, my husband is gonna be so mad that I can't remember the name of this this
Aryo, very typical of one of the anime studios in Japan.
Yes, yes. And I'll think of the name of that studio in a minute, but very Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, that type of animation, which I really enjoyed. So that is
Studio Ghibli.
It is Studio Ghibli? Okay.
Yeah.
So I just was very, it just drew me in and held me the whole time. So I really enjoyed it. Pete, what about you?
The one that I liked the best, and I'm kind of odd in that I love animation. I love all kinds of different animation styles, but I'm not that big a fan of anime. It's never drawn me in. I've never really been able to get into any anime shows.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. And so my favorite season of this show was the second season, which was the not anime. And not that I mind anime, but like I really liked it better that they mixed it up with different styles. Mm-hmm. Now, it makes a lot of sense because Star Wars was certainly inspired by some Japanese culture and legends and things like that. The whole, you know, Sith versus the Jedi and the Jedi themselves being like samurai and things like that are obviously, in fact, the first Star Wars movie is inspired by a Japanese movie called The Hidden Fortress.
Anakin.
Well, yeah. At Obi-Wan and things like that, for sure. Anyways, so getting the one that I liked, it might have been the most anime of the bunch, I'm not sure, but I really liked it was the second last one, and it was called,
Bird of Paradise.
The Bird of Paradise, right. And it was about a Padawan who was fighting with her master. And she gets she's kind of arrogant. She gets blinded, seems to get blinded, and then separated from her master. And like her recovery and the process she goes through, where the force allows her to see some things and she learns to deal with her own demons and things like that. I found that one to be. The animation was really spectacular on it. It was the only one that I really went, wow, they really went for this in a way that was above most of the other ones. And I thought the story was really well told as well. So that's the one I enjoyed the most. Many of them I enjoyed at kind of the same level in that I liked a lot of them, but I didn't love many of them. So, Steve, what about you? Which was your favorite?
Actually, mine was The Duel Payback, which I guess is a part two from season one.
Yep.
Right. So I've not seen the first one. At first, I wasn't impressed, but as more went on and grew on me, I liked sort of the grayish dark animation with pops of color. And then just the story. Maybe, Pete, what is Ronin? Like, I had to read. I can't remember.
So a Ronin is a samurai that doesn't have a master.
Okay.
So that's in
also Japan. Hawkeye in between Infinity War and Endgame.
I was going to say also a Marvel character.
Right. But he calls himself Ronin because he's basically freelance at that
point. So this was like sort of for my take was a Jedi who's lost it. Has gone sort of insane. And then Ronan compares up with one of his enemies. That's on my take. And they join forces to defeat this crazy person. And then from there, depart their ways. So it was just a very interesting storyline. I liked it. It kept me intrigued. I'd say there, I really liked the animation. It's probably the one I liked the animation the best. I've learned that I'm not a big anime fan for animation.
And that one definitely the first, that was the only one that I remembered the first one because the animation style for the one in season one was very similar. So if you liked this one, you could go back and check out the first one. It's again, you didn't need to have seen the first one.
No.
So, but, yeah.
Okay. For me, probably my favorite was The Smuggler. which was I say young girl. She's probably late teens, early 20s, realistically.
Right.
And think Han Solo, if Han Solo was a girl and working with Greedo. And Greedo bails in a hurry. So there's a royal family on the planet, and she has been sent to basically go get some of the other royal family and take them away from the Empire. And the princess shows up, and there's an old Jedi that shows up, and they all end up on Yavin 4. At least it's assumed that that's Yavin 4. But I really enjoyed... It was the most laid back of any of them. It seemed the most Star Warsy of any of them, where you've got someone in disguise comes out, stops the Empire from doing bad stuff to other people. A Jedi comes out and does the whole sword blocking all the blaster shots thing. You've got the Top Gun Maverick of using someone's missiles against another bad guy. It's very Star Wars without being the traditional Star Wars. The animation style, it would be more what I would call more of a traditional younger anime. Mm-hmm. At least that it's not in it. Rather, just to me, anime kind of has two edges to it. One of it is the bigger eyes, the less defined features on the face. And the other side is the much more like the first episode of the harder lines, et cetera. Am I right on, for the most part, am I right on that?
Yeah, I would agree. There's like adult anime and kids anime.
And this looked more like kids anime.
Yeah, for sure.
But
it gave me Saturday morning cartoon vibes.
Yes, and because there was never a moment where you thought that something bad was going to happen to them in reality. You had a feeling that everything was going to be good. And right now, I kind of need stuff that's just kind of brainless. And, you know, you know who the good guy is. You know who the bad guy is. And the good guy's always going to win. So.
Yeah. I'd say the one with the droid bear had that same kind of.
I liked that one, too.
I liked it. I'm just saying that had that same kind of, like, more goofy, kid-friendly
style. Was that
style.
Yuko's Treasure?
Yes.
It's whatever the second one was.
It was Yuko's Treasure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that one. And then there was another one that also, a couple others that looked similar to it also. But, okay, so.
Although the second one was the one on the snow planet, and that had that little bit of that too, I thought, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if those were the episodes that worked best for you, which of your episodes was the weakest? And Kate, I'll let you start off on this again also.
So mine, it was the last one. I don't remember the name of it. What was it?
Black.
Black. There wasn't really any dialogue in this. It was all animation. I will say the music was really good, but like having nothing to do with the storyline. Like if you just closed your eyes and listened to the music, you'd be like, oh man, this is groovy. Like this is like, oh, this is good. But like, It didn't, in my opinion, it didn't fit with what the animation was showing. At one point, as I'm watching it, I was like, do I have something else playing on my phone that the sound has taken over? And like, I'm actually not hearing the audio from the movie, because I was watching it because I'm in Orlando, and I can only seem to get Disney Plus to work on my phone, not on my computer or my iPad. So I was watching it on my phone, and it's so much, in my opinion, it so much didn't add up with the music that I literally thought, like, did I accidentally open a tab or something that's playing this random music and I'm not hearing? So it just didn't work for me, the animation style. The one that I said earlier with the little girl, that was very Studio Ghibli, and I had forgotten about the one with the little droid teddy bear man thing that was so cute. It was almost like a little Furby. I wanted to watch and I could follow the storyline, and this one just wasn't it for me. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, that one was bad, but I'm actually going to go with, I think it was the sixth one called The Lost Ones.
Yeah.
Not traditionally bad per se, but just felt very generic to me that like it, I mean, it told the Star Wars story, but it was like generic Star Wars, generic anime. More generic
than mine was.
Yeah. Well, just like nothing, there was nothing really special or interesting about it. It wasn't necessarily that it was bad. And the one you mentioned there, Black, I wanted to like it because it was being more experimental. And I don't know if it was because it was at the end and I was just tired of these. I didn't like that one either, but at least it was trying something. And I felt like this one was just like, oh yeah, we got to do a Star Wars thing. Let's just do this. Okay, this will work, and we'll put it out, and it'll be Star Wars, you know. And it was too, it bored, that one bored me more than any of the other ones.
That's fair.
So, Steve, what about you?
I also did not like Black, but I do, like you said, I do appreciate what they're trying to do. The one that probably bothered me the most, and I'm switching what we talked about before, is the second one, the song The Four Winds. And I think it was...
which is the one that, on the ice planet.
Yes, the over-the-top, maybe it's the voice acting, but the anime giggle or whatever, I guess, and it did not keep my interest. And that was like, are we done? I'm ready to stop. And I think also that one was because it was just the two cutesy anime, the big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess... mm-hmm. I could not buy into it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for me, Steve, you're going to think I'm nuts. For me, it was the duel. I just, the animation style. Remember in, like, 101 Dalmatians where you can tell they rushed through stuff and put, like, prints on screen that looked like they weren't really, they looked like they put the roughs on screen? Rather than, that's kind of the feel it gave me. The story was, I remember the first one of these. I remember enjoying, that was actually one of my first ones, from favorite ones from the first season. But this just, it didn't work for me. And it was, yes, it was the first one I watched, but it did not hold my attention at all. I watched this and oh my gosh, have we made a huge mistake watching this whole season? But it was just, there was no, that was one you basically truly did have to watch, have watched the first one, or at least have an idea of what went on in the first one to truly appreciate the second one. It just, because the whole, why the guy wasn't talking because all of a sudden he was a robot, I thought it was just a bad voiceover. And I didn't care about the color versus the not color with, you know, yes, it was a choice, but it was just, I think it was the rough animation that bothered me and the bad texturing to me. It just looked off, and it looked like the one that had the least effort in it.
I can see the style of that being a turnoff. It didn't turn me off, and obviously it didn't turn Steve off, but I could see that being like, what is this crap?
That was kind of what it was. And because the first one in that style was much more polished.
I had a problem. I don't remember which one. It was one where we had the animation and then the realistic looking ships. And I felt those clash. I can't remember which
one
that was.
There were several of those.
Yeah, there was one of them that used like CGI ships that didn't fit.
It was the third one. It was
the one that came like
the Ninth Child.
The Ninth Jedi. Yeah, it was the Ninth Jedi one.
Yeah.
Because when that happens, you notice it.
Because that just reminded me. That just reminded me of like late 90s, early 2000s Disney, because that's when they were like starting to do CGI things and in like mixing it into the regular animation. You were like, oh, that looks different.
And the only time it really worked was the Beauty and the Beast ballroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So, overall, we watched, most of us watched at least most, if not all of these. was this season more light side or dark side? Did this more work for you or did this more not work for you? And Pete, I will let you start on this one as a defender of the Star Wars faith that's on here right now.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, I like this because I do like animation. Obviously, I love Star Wars. I like this idea of telling stories that are outside, that it doesn't have to, you don't have to have seen 10 other things first to understand why it's there. So I like all those things. Again, my problem is all anime. I'm not a big fan. So that's my biggest problem with it. I could not sit and watch. I split this into 3 days watching it. I watched 3, 3, and 3. And I found in the small doses, I was able to watch it mostly enjoy it. But I really hope, well, we're going to get to that, but I really enjoyed season two a lot more. So I'm kind of slightly on the dark side, I'll say. Steve, what about you?
I'm also with you. I'm on the dark side. There's like some highlights, but for me, a lot of misses for this one. I think it also makes me think, did they order these in the correct way? Because I watched them from episode 1 to episode 9. And I felt like just those last few were like a slog for me to get through.
Yeah, and to me, all of these were a slog to get through, to be perfectly honest. I jumped around because I picked the ones that looked like it might be interesting at that point in time. Like the one that Pete has said was the throwaway one. That was the last one I watched, you know, where he, you know, picks up, goes and finds somebody and has to hide him and get him. That was just kind of a sure. But the plots were, this was by far the weakest season in plots, I thought. It looked like these were, I would be curious to know how much time they had for the first season versus how much time they had from the approval of season 3 to get season 3 done. Because it looked like these were done quicker. Because a lot of it wasn't as detailed, I felt.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think the quality of animation overall wasn't as high as the first two seasons either. Yeah,
no. So... yeah, this season really didn't work for me at all. Kate, any hope of bringing us to the light side?
No, but I gotta say, I don't know how much I like
Star Wars.
No, I do like Star Wars. How much I like I'm not even sure I would like a show like this if it was Marvel. And I love Marvel.
Marvel has proven to us you can't have standalone stories.
Right. And I'm not sure that you can in Star Wars either with this. I think that this is a tough sell on any franchise. And you would think that Star Wars would be the right one because there are so many avenues that you can take, because there's so many planets, there's so many stories, there's so many different species. But I just don't think that this works. Even if it was a Marvel thing, I don't think it would work for me. So I don't know if it's I don't like it because of the animation and because of what it is, or if this just isn't my type of show. You know what I mean?
Doesn't Marvel do that? Doesn't Marvel have something like this?
It may.
Spidey and His Amazing Friends?
No, like there's little shorts.
Oh, I know.
The closest is What If, but even What If, you had to have awareness of the characters.
Yeah, I don't think I liked What If I remember correctly. I don't.
Yeah, I think I was the only one that kind of liked it, but I never finished it either, so I didn't like it that much.
So I'm trying to debate on, okay, dude, is this not my jam because of what it because of the stories that it was telling, or is it not my jam because this type of content is in my jam? So I'm going to say dark side, but I don't know the exact reason why. If that makes sense.
Okay. That's fair.
So.
All right. So this is season 3. Seasons 1 and 3 have been very similar. Season 2 was very, very different. What would make you watch a 4th season? other than us saying you have to watch it on here. Is there anything that would make you watch a fourth season? Kate, I'll start with you. I'll go ahead and start with you.
Musical episode.
Okay.
Give me a musical episode.
Sure.
Why not? That's me.
I would love if they did a Star Wars musical episode. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, is it set in the cantina or is it set in Jabba's palace?
Cantina.
Yeah, probably the cantina. But like, but there's also like a resistance meeting going on in the cantina. But there's an undercover Sith Lord who's like, ooh, I should write this.
Basically, it's Les Miserables, but with.
Yeah, it's Les Mis, but with Star Wars. Yeah. Oh, no.
Jabba's Palace.
No one wants to watch a 4.5-hour Star Wars movie.
it's got to be shorter.
I love it.
The Death Star blows up. No, wait, we've done that. Okay.
For me, I would hope if they do a fourth season, they haven't said anything, but if they did, I would want them to go back to the concept of going to different countries around the world and letting them tell a story in their style. The second season was far superior to the first and the third. I thought the first was better than this one, but the second season was, that's the only one that I would go back and revisit. I have rewatched those episodes. This one I don't think I would ever go back to. So that's what they'd have to do.
Interesting.
I'm with you, Pete. If it was more like season two had different animation styles, or if somehow intrigue thinking of if they were sort of telling the same sort of the storyline, but each one takes it on and does their own like version of after that part.
Yeah, like the second season was worth it just for having Aardman do one. Mm-hmm. That you got basically Wallace and Gromit in the Star Wars universe. I mean, it wasn't Wallace and Gromit, but Kate, if you didn't watch the second season, go back and watch the Aardman episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure there is much that would make me watch a fourth season, to be perfectly honest. An all-anime one is not it at all.
What about What about a Muppets episode of Star Wars?
Pigs in Space.
Come on. I've seen the Mark Hamill Pigs in Space episode.
It's been a minute.
I mean, when Mark Hamill shows up in his... In a Star Wars costume, and it's the Empire Strikes Back costume... before Empire Strikes Back came out. So,
well, he was in England filming, and that's where they filmed the Muppets. So, yeah.
So,
excellent.
I could see the Muppets. I could see, but again, from what I've seen, a fourth season has been greenlit and is in development.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it's in the mostly anime style again.
Disappointing.
They've also, I've seen, greenlit the Ninth Jedi for its own season.
Oh.
No, well, thank you.
Which is the one with the girl that...
That's the one that Kate liked.
Yeah, it's the one that Kate liked.
I just liked the droid. I liked the whole thing, but I really liked the droid.
Season one, was that the one where she was like alone on the starship? Spaceship or something.
I think they were, there was like a bunch of them on a planet, and I don't remember, but there was like, there's a bunch of different characters in that. And gotcha. In this one, those other characters were like on the spaceship that had to turn around and come back.
Which, how did she not get vaporized in the blowback from that ship?
She had a bubble thing on her head.
Well, and she's force sensitive, so she can fly in space. Leia showed us that.
That's true. Every Star Wars fan's favorite moment.
Yeah. So, guys, any other thoughts on Star Wars Visions season 3?
I would like to know what I pixie dusted season 1.
Season 1?
We gave pixie dust ratings for last time.
Well, we did season 1 and season 2, so... Yeah.
I would like to know what I gave them.
I can do that because as we are doing, we are going to pixie dust ratings. We always do cups of pixie dust out of 5. And so we are going to do Star Wars Visions season 3, and only season 3 will be for this pixie dust. Kate, season 1 you gave a 3. Pete, you gave season 1 a 2.5. I gave season 1 a 2.5. Season 2, Kate, you gave season 2 a 3. And Pete, you gave season 2 a 3.5. I gave season 2 a 2. Steve, you gave season 2 a 3.
Tim.
Okay. So, Kate, for season 3, what are we giving Star Wars Visions?
I'm going to give it a 2. I liked the droid.
I was going to give this a 2.5, and I kind of want to put it below season 1, but it's been so long since I saw season 1. I'll just leave it at 2.5. It's both of those are too anime for me. I'm in agreement that season 2 is a whole point higher.
So, yeah. I took all my calculations from the episodes and I ended up with an average of 2.5.
Nice. That was smart. That was good.
I did not do that math because who's got that kind of time?
Steve does.
Apparently. So I'm going to go. It's got to be lower than anything we've watched recently, so it's got to be 1.5 for me. It just was not my jam at all.
Did everybody else watch it all at once, or did you break it up?
I broke it up
once.
Over, like you, Pete, over 3 days.
Yeah,
I did a couple yesterday, and most of the rest of the chunk today.
I think it's harder to watch. A long this was stretch a
hard,
of it.
This was a hard binge season.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I did, the most I did was 4 in one day, but those are like the shorter ones.
Okay. I'll also say, I feel like the first season, the episodes were shorter.
They were much shorter.
And this could have used a few shorter episodes. Like, I think it would have helped it go down easier because they were all kind of, I mean, there was a couple that were short, but most of them were 20-25 minutes, and
which was too long,
which was for many of them was too long.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Not very much, just a couple things. Number one, Wonder Man will be getting a season 2 at some point on Disney Plus. I don't think any of us are surprised by that. I mean, not that we liked
it, surprised. I'm not thrilled by it, but I'm not surprised,
right?
Yeah, I heard it did actually. Okay, for ratings.
Ratings-wise, it did okay. It's just, meh. Yeah.
And number two, the Marvel Television special presentation of Punisher, One Last Kill, will debut on Disney Plus on May 12th. I have a feeling Pete and I will both for sure watch this.
I have a 100% feeling I will not be watching this.
Yeah. Pete and I can chat about it.
We'll take the bloody...
Yeah, we'll take that one.
The bloody bullet for that one.
Yep.
I keep thinking because they released the Spider-Man trailer and Punisher is in that too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to have to tone down Punisher so much for a Spider-Man movie.
I don't know. It's Sony. It's not Marvel. It's not MC. It's not Disney. It's Sony. So they could go rated R.
No, they won't though. Not in Spider-Man.
So, okay. Next week, we are watching, we're actually going to be watching one of the few feature films that we had not watched yet. It's from 1947. It is Fun and Fancy Free. It is kind of a compilation film or kind of a package film. It features two separate cartoons. It features Bongo the Circus Bear, and it features Mickey and the Beanstalk. So,
sounds good.
An initial response from most of us is half of this is amazing, half of this is if we even remember the other half.
I honestly don't remember Bongo, so.
I don't remember any of this. This is the first time I am ever hearing of this.
Mickey and the Beanstalk?
No, Fun and Fancy Free.
It's half Mickey and the Beanstalk, half Bongo the Circus Bear.
It's what Mickey and the Beanstalk came from.
Maybe, but I don't know if I remember it from that or from, that's not the Brave Little Taylor, Mickey, is it?
No, it's Mickey and the Beanstalk. Mm-hmm. With
I mean, I know like clips of it, but I don't know if I've actually seen it. Or like, yeah, if Willie I just talk about it at Disney.
Willie the Giant.
And the singing harp.
Again, I don't know if I actually watched the whole thing or if I just saw clips while working at Disney.
Okay.
Well, that's good we're watching it. We'll rectify her Disney knowledge.
True.
I watched it all the time as a kid. I had the silent viewfinder. This is one of the ones we had.
Fun.
At work.
No sound, but.
Yeah. Okay. But, guys, there's not much coming out in April and really not much coming out any of the rest of the summer. So if you have suggestions, please shoot us an email at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us a message, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere. We will respond to any messages you send us. We have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.